Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Oh, man. Speaking of WhatsApp, actually. This is wild. This is truly wild. I had read about this. Was it last week? This WhatsApp scam that's going around. Oh, sorry. My phone, I put it on silent. I was racing out the door. So it starts. All of a sudden, it started raining up in Dublin. It's been raining all over the country, I guess, for all morning, has it? But it only started raining in Dublin at about, I want to say, 11:30. And I was sitting in the kitchen. My pal Brian was over for a coffee. And we opened the fridge. He says, I have to go now. I said, I have to go to work anyway. Open the front door. It's hammering down rain. I said, well, flip that anyway.
Did you say that?
Yeah, in unparliamentary language. I said, flip that anyway. I'm not cycling in now. I'll drive in. So then, believe it or not, if I drive, it takes longer than cycling. Because Dublin traffic is a joke. It's a joke.
Nobody's laughing, though.
It's one of those jokes where it takes ages. Yeah, it makes everyone uncomfortable. You know, one of those jokes?
Sure.
Like one of my stories. It's kind of like, is this ever going to... Oh, is this even funny?
Jesus, the next year yet.
When's Matt on? So, because it takes longer, because I'm driving, I'm rushing around the house, into the shower, get dressed, get my bits for the... get make sure the grab the laptop, out of my bag, and car keys, and get run around the... rushing out the door then. And just as I'm rushing, my phone goes off. A text from a friend of mine, Denise. Let me show you. It's from her WhatsApp. It's her. It's definitely her.
Mm.
Hi, sorry, I accidentally sent you a 6-digit code via WhatsApp notification. Can you forward it to me? It's urgent. And then a little camera emoji.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's her. It's in...
It's in an existing conversation.
Oh, yeah, it's her.
Right.
So, next thing... So I straight away, I was like, this could be a scam. It's not, and also, I'm friends with Denise, but you know what, it could have been an accident, it could have been randomly she sent it to me. I'm thinking, well, first of all, I haven't gotten the WhatsApp code. I haven't gotten one. Literally, I'm in the middle of just taking a screen grab of that and about to send it back to her to go, to the same text to say, hey, what's this? When the WhatsApp comes in. So it's a notification from WhatsApp. I think I took a screen grab of it at the end. Hang on.
It's a notification from the company.
Yeah, from the WhatsApp app,
right,
on my phone. Saying, with a code. Yeah, here's your WhatsApp code. There it is. Code for a new phone. Do not share this code with anyone. Your code is, whatever, 6 digits. And then I took a screen grab of that as well. And I was just on the verge of sending that back to her. To go, what's this? And like, it's literally, the screenshot is of her message and the WhatsApp notification with the code in it. It's all ones on the one screen, screenshot. Just about to send that back to her going, here, what's this? And I thought, I saw a headline last week about this WhatsApp scam that's doing the rounds. So I, instead of texting her, I rang her. And she said, I've been hacked.
Oh, no.
And as I was on the phone to her, I was working it out. That, so she's been hacked. She can't get into her WhatsApp, okay? Because she replied to another friend. And like that, I was running out the door. I was in the middle. I hadn't gotten into the car yet. I was just like, screenshot. I'll send her that. And not think of it. I'm driving in, then I won't think about it until I get it to work. And I thought, as I'm chatting to her, I realise, here's how it works. Someone has broken into her phone, all right? Someone has access to her WhatsApp. They've changed the password for her WhatsApp. She's not able to send any WhatsApps. But from her WhatsApp, I've gotten a... Someone has gone to my number on WhatsApp online,
mm-hmm,
and said, they've got my phone number from her phone. They've sent me a message from her WhatsApp to say, how are you? I've just sent you a code. Then they've gone onto WhatsApp and tried to log in as me under my number. As me. Not as her. As me. And my phone, my official WhatsApp, my own WhatsApp, is after getting a code, a verification code, to get into my WhatsApp. So the idea then is, I send... her, it's not her, it's whoever's into her account now. I send her, them, this code, and then they're straight into mine. And then they're sending the same thing on to everyone I know. Guys, it's mind-blowing.
It's a vicious chain of events.
And it's so fast.
Yeah.
And by the way, I would pride myself on not getting caught. Being the type of person that'd be like, there's something fishy here. And I was just mindlessly, Jesus, I hope she's all right. Do you know, I'll just take the photograph and send it back. Like, I've gotten the ones like, hiya, ma'am, I'm stuck, I need money for a taxi. But of course, my kids aren't old, I'm not a ma'am, first of all, and my kids aren't out getting a taxi. So I get those and I'm like, all right, scammer, I'll ignore that. But when it's someone you know going, hiya, I'm locked out of my phone, my code has been sent to you by accident. I was literally just in the middle. And even though I thought it was fishy, I was going to take a screen grab of it anyway, which has all the information they needed, send it to her and go, hiya, do you know anything about this? Back to her, back to who I thought was her, but it's actually them.
How the heck do you unhack your phone? How the heck do you get control of your WhatsApp back?
Well, I called my missus as a friend that it happened to her as well. Exactly the same thing. This scam is going around, guys. It's like wildfire. Be hugely careful. I usually say with these things, like, tell your tics. If you've got someone tick in your life, tell them.
Hello.
Tell your tics about this. But not even the tics are falling. Everyone's fallen for this.
It seems something similar is happening elsewhere as well. Camilla says, that happened to me a few weeks ago, but on Facebook Messenger. I fell for it, but managed to get my accounts back.
This is the question. How do you get them back? My wife has a friend who it happened to, and she's months now trying to get her account back.
Oof.
Because all of the authentication was being used. It's definitely one to get Jess on to talk about at some stage in the next few days and see if there's if there is a two-factor or multi-factor authentication that you can do on your WhatsApp. It's definitely a million times worth doing now. Go into the settings, do a Google, or I'll go do a bit of Googling and I'll send a link. Then just send me all your details. I'm going to need a photograph of your bank card and I need the code, just the 3-digit code on the back, if you might mind. Please asleep over there. We're talking about WhatsApp. WhatsApp Wednesday. And have you been scammed? Have you been attacked or hit or attempted? Someone tried to scam me as I was running out the door and I was half paying attention and it looked legit. It was legit because it was in a conversation from someone I know, a friend of mine who I trust. Said, oh yeah, I'm after sending you a WhatsApp verification code. Any chance you could send either take a screen grab or send me on the code. And it's made to look like it's a code for her phone and she needs the code for her phone. But no, that's not what they're asking. Someone else is already in her WhatsApp. And she was messaging me with a code. Or rather, they were messaging me. Whoever it is that's hacked into hers. They're now trying to get into mine. They've attempted access to me and my device. They need the code, and that's what they need me to send back to, in inverted commas, her.
I don't know what they're getting out of this. Are they holding the WhatsApp account owner's blackmail? Are they blackmailing them to get access to the accounts? Or are they somehow accessing other details via the details they can glean from their WhatsApp accounts?
That's what I was trying to work out. And the only thing I can think of, think about the person. There's probably a person or a couple of people in your life that you have shared sensitive details with. Well, there's sensitive information, full stop, like personal information. But then there's also like, I don't know, bank details maybe that you're like, hi, my code for that is this or whatever. All of that, like they can scrape all. Once they're in, they can grab it all, everything. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of personal information on WhatsApp. Steph said, if anyone hacked my WhatsApp and saw my friend's group chat content, I'd be locked up from Steph.
Yeah.
Well, there's that. There's, you know what? They could be blackmailing as well.
Mm.
Like one glance at my group WhatsApp, our show prep WhatsApp, it's like, what are we doing on the show today? One glance at that. Me and JP, we'd never see outside of Mountjoy Prison again.
Don't show management.
Breda says, Foley, they get into your group chats too. You need to lock your chats and check your admin permissions are secure from Breda. So if I'm in a group, so they're in the group then. Better go and check that. There's nothing sensitive in the group. Again, only content that will get us locked up. And James in Galway says, that happened to me a few weeks ago. And did you get it back, James? Are you unlocked again?
Ray Foley.
Just, lads, be very careful.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.